This is Article 336, America's Only Hope, back to biblical values that formed our nation. Our verse in this series is Deuteronomy 6:10. Beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. In the last Gallup poll on America's view of religion, that was dated December 12th of 2018, nearly 3 out of 4 Americans claim that religion is important to them, and over half saying it's very important. Now, on the downside, for the first time in more than 6 decades, a record low 46% of Americans believe that religion can solve all or most problems, while 78% believing religion is losing its influence on American life. Megan Brennan of Gallup explains that they first started this poll on religion back in 1952, 66 years ago. And back then, 75% of Americans said religion was very important. When Gallup ran this poll again in 1965, it was again close to 75%. By 1978, though, only 52% of Americans viewed religion as very important. And since 1978, this percentage has only risen twice, both in 2001 and 2002. Immediately following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, when it rose to 65%. And since then, religion's high importance in American life has stayed right around 50%. Now, the good news. We still see nearly 3/4 of Americans who see religion as important. While this poll covers all religions in America, we remain predominantly Christian and Bible-centered. So here's the obvious question. With Congress blocking a bill that would have protected babies born alive after a botched abortion from being murdered, with leftist socialism gaining popularity among millennials, with college campuses promoting a ban on free speech, how can 3/4 of us say religion is important? The answer is that we praise the God of the Bible in our founding documents, even though our everyday lives, we have forgotten him. G.K. Chesterton once commented in his article, What I Saw in America, that America is the only nation in the world that is founded on a creed that is set forth with dogmatic and even theological lucidity in the Declaration of Independence. It enunciates that all men are created in their claim to justice, that governments exist to give them that justice, and that their authority is for that reason just. It certainly does condemn anarchism, and it does also, by inference, condemn atheism, since it clearly names the Creator as the ultimate authority from whom these equal rights are derived. Now, that's why the left is hell-bent on removing God from our creeds. It only takes a few generations to destroy what our founders built. Professor Daniel Dirschbach of American University's Department of Justice, Law, and Criminology earned his doctorate in philosophy from Oxford University and his Juris Doctor degree from the University of Virginia. His principal research is in American constitutional law and history and First Amendment law. He explains why the Bible is the key to why most of us still view religion as important in our lives. It comes back to our founding. In a now famous study published in the American Political Science Review, which is the flagship publication for political scientists, Daniel Lutz surveyed the political literature of the American founding. He wanted to see who it was that Americans were citing. He reports that the Bible was cited more frequently than any European writer or European school of thought, such as Enlightenment liberalism. Professor Dirschbach goes on to say, the Bible accounted for 1/3 of the citations in the literature. The book of Deuteronomy alone was the most frequently cited work, followed by Montesquieu's The Spirit of the Laws. In fact, Deuteronomy was referenced nearly twice as often as John Locke's writings, and the Apostle Paul was mentioned above about as frequently as Montesquieu and Blackstone, who would have been the two most cited secular theorists. So why the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy? Again, Dirschbach explains that Deuteronomy is a condensed version of the preceding 4 books of the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. We know from history that the books of Moses exerted a tremendous influence on colonists, going right back to the Pilgrims and the Puritans. So it's not surprising that this is a part of Scripture that Americans would have been very familiar with, and here they find it in a condensed version in the book of Deuteronomy. And it's from Deuteronomy that we take our verse for this week, which contains a warning that now is a prophecy. We have forgotten who has given us our wonderful free way of life. Here's the full verse from Deuteronomy 6:10. It shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he promised to our fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. Our only hope is returning to God's Bible and to his values. This is Article 336.